Hey, this is Lindsay Ambrose with Life Recipes and Meditations. Thank you for tuning in.
Choose to be at peace. May even envision the thought that comes in. Just allow it to rise higher and higher, almost like a cloud, and just let it go. Noticing you're not your thoughts, you're more than your emotions, you're in there, that's your awareness, your essence. Just take a moment now to put your hands at heart center if that feels good for you. Breathe into your chest area. And think of an intention that you have in your heart for this practice, for this time together tonight. Sending gratitude to yourself for taking some time for you. Knowing this is helping you show up as your higher self with love and peace and presence. Just begin to bring awareness back to your body. Roll your shoulders as you just release that intention, knowing that you, the universe, is conspiring to help you. And you can feel a gentle ease and peace with that as you begin to wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, roll your neck and shoulders, and open your eyes as it feels good to you. Thank you all for participating in the meditation. With that, we're going to begin to move into the second part of our program tonight, which is where we get to wisdom share, and we bring on different people to learn about their journey in living truth, in living their purpose. And tonight, I'm very excited to welcome Marilyn Joy. She's a longtime member of Unity of Oak Park, a prayer chaplain, and has served on the board in many other ways. For over 20 years, she's been studying and implementing Unity teachings and success principles. She's a meditation teacher, trainer, and life coach. She owes much of her growth to the teachings of and the people at Unity. It has a long-held special place in her life. Marilyn is a founder of Joy Coaching, Transformational Life Coaching, and Light Point Meditation, as well as guided meditations on YouTube. And so starting to grow these practices, we'll talk a little bit more about this, has been, living the dream that it's been made possible through Unity practices and through her meditation and practicing these principles and teachings of Jesus. So she looks to Unity as a guiding light and is happy to contribute her own light and be that beacon. So welcome up, Marilyn. So tell us what meditation is like for you and what your practice is and how it's evolved.
It's changed so much since I first started. When it says that I've been doing it for more than 20 years, it's like way more than 20 years. And when I first started, I didn't have any idea what I was doing. I just thought this was something I would enjoy doing, and I really found it so boring. I just sitting there and going, well, now what am I supposed to do? But gradually I learned, because I knew there was something in me that just kept pulling me along, and I knew that this was something that I wanted to do and that would really be good for me. So I just started meditating every day, even though I didn't know what I was doing. I just kept doing it. And I think there's a lot of power in putting forth an effort, putting it out to the universe and saying, this is what I'm going to do. And right now I may not be doing it very well, but I'm going to sit here and I'm going to do this. So,
yeah. Would you say, is there a challenge you've gone through that it like helped you move through, like keeping up with that practice?
Yeah, there's been several. Last year I had a major health scare, and I ended up in the ICU for 5 days, and I was really mad. I was, I didn't want any part of God. I was really mad at God. And so when I get really angry, I don't talk. And so I wasn't going to talk to God. And I was going to have to go have another procedure done, and I was laying in bed waiting for them to come and get me. And I just started saying the prayer of protection. I wasn't praying it. Because I didn't believe at this point. I just over and over and over again, just the prayer of protection, over and over and over. So they finally came and they got me, and they took me downstairs, and they were doing the ultrasound, and they were like, "This is cleared up. We don't need to do this procedure on you." And I was like, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't be so angry, you know?" And I really believe it was that prayer of protection that did that, and just meditating on that prayer. And so then this whole crisis really got me to empty out. And because when I would meditate, I'd go in and I'd try to visualize and tell the universe what I wanted and bring forth in my life. And I was like, no, just empty out. Just sit and be quiet and don't ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just, see what you can hear. And Ram Dass, who is a great wisdom teacher, taught that the quieter you become, the more you hear.
Mm.
And I really loved that. And so I just really started getting really quiet. And now it's changed. My meditation has changed a lot. So.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I think that's the power of meditation, is knowing how individual it is. We sometimes think it has to be a set way, because so much in our lives is more linear in that way, like do this and this is the result. But I think, like you shared, it evolves as you're evolving.
Mm-hmm.
How do you start listening? How can you get that stillness? And it's different, right? Like you talked about sharing that prayer of protection, so almost like a mantra, which is a method for meditation, because we're focusing our minds on a set of words or a prayer. And as we do, we begin to change our body, like just as you said, your physiology. And so there's kind of this circle that I often think about. It's like your thoughts can lead to your emotions, right? What you're feeling, and then your actions. So the actions you take based on those things. And it's like it's a circle, right? Because then those actions lead to what you think about, which also leads to how you feel. So I love thinking about that cycle that we're always going through, and bringing awareness to it, which is one of the other, really great benefits of meditation, is just having awareness, recognizing, wow, I'm so angry,
mm-hmm.
And just bringing that awareness in. And as you do, you can maybe make a different choice, like you did, you said.
Yeah, I learned that because meditation, you can use it as quiet time just to sort of watch the thoughts flow through without getting involved in them, just kind of watch them. And I began to learn that I had a really negative loop going that I wasn't even aware of. I didn't even know that this was going on. And it was through meditation that I discovered that, I had this negativity. And you're right, then as soon as I recognized it, I was able to start to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would catch myself getting into, being cynical or, whatever, I would go, nope, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, sometimes we can be hard on ourselves, right? Right. Instead of, we can get into a cycle of, why did I do this? And that shame and guilt, which can sometimes, like, the action happens, like, I was angry, but sometimes we keep reliving it in our minds, right? Why did I do that? And that can be really hard because we're not cycling out. So sometimes it takes taking a pause, getting quiet, hearing a different thought, knowing that you're not those thoughts, right? Like sometimes we, you know, attach so much to them that we think that's what we are and that it's not going to change. But thankfully,
there's always another way. I have learned that, and it took a lot of years for me to learn that, but there's always another way.
Yeah, and that's what this is about too, just learning different ways, because sometimes it's, you know, figuring out, learning different things can help you figure out what works for you and what feels good for you. So is there anything that is energizing you or brings you excitement these days that you're happy about?
Well, yeah, my meditation now has changed so much. And now when I sit down to meditate, I start with prayer protection. I say that now like 10 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then just placing myself in the presence of the Holy Spirit and realizing that I am light, and that I am filled with light, and that's all I am, and that I am a part of the Christ consciousness, so I have wisdom, and I am a part of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so I have love. And I spend my time sitting in the light, the wisdom, and the love, in the presence of God, and really I'm beginning to see and to understand that this is really the beauty of the meditation, is when you get to the point where you can just spend that time in communion with the Spirit. And, you know, whether you take anything away from that day or you don't, it doesn't matter. It just has really opened me up. And I've really learned that gratitude is so powerful. I get up in the morning and, you know, a lot of times you wake up and you're like, oh, God, I got to do this, I got to do that. And it's like, nope. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. It's going to be a good day. And then it, 9 times out of 10, it is, you know.
Yeah, that intention is powerful. And that's why in our meditation, sometimes we can set an intention, because it's amazing sometimes, like just setting, you know, making that choice of how you want to be, what you want to do. And sometimes we know the power of writing it down too can mm-hmm. really help manifest it. And I think you talked, like, as you talk about that love and compassion and knowing that that's within us, and sometimes it's extending it to ourselves, especially when we're hard on ourselves, you know, through, you know, just sending that love in or sending it out, you know, that energy is felt. And just as we came in today, we kind of like release that aura, release that energy, because we can hold on to things sometimes. And so sometimes we need a little something, whether it's some movement, a breath meditation, just taking a pause to shift and have a different energy.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else? We talk about life recipe. Is there like something you'd like to share that is a practice that's kind of a go-to for you that could help everyone?
One of my favorite things to do is, and I started doing this when I was having an anxiety attack, which I normally don't have, and so it was just like, oh my God, what's going on here? So what I did was I laid down and, you know, put a blanket over me, and I have, you know, a favorite blanket at home that I use, and I just keep repeating the mantra Shanti, which is Sanskrit for peace, and I don't let any other thought come into my head. It's just Shanti, 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 Shanti. And I'll go on for 15, 20 minutes, and then whatever the issue was, I feel better about it. It may be resolved, it may not be resolved, but I feel so much better, and I can release all that anxiety and tension, and it makes me feel really safe and secure. And so I love doing that. If I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't get back to sleep, Shanti, 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 and I fall right back to sleep. So
thank you for sharing that. Yeah, it's nice to have like a go-to, whether, you know, Shanti, which is peace, or some other word or phrase that feels good to you, and having mm-hmm. it as like a tool, as a go-to, is just nice to have in your toolbox, right? The more tools we have, the more we do better when we know better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Well, my main thing is to just keep doing it and don't make it something that maybe you'll do, maybe you won't do. I do it every morning, I do it every night. If I have to get up a half hour early so I can meditate, I do. And it's not something that I ever consider skipping because I know how valuable it is. So I think that's the main thing, is you have to do it. It's practice.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just taking that one step, right?
Yeah.
That moment of choice is never easy. It's not an easy one, like to put the shoes on and decide to go for a walk, right? It's still a hard choice, but you do it just one step at a time, and it makes the next step a little bit mm-hmm. easier. And the more you practice it, and sometimes it is like putting a reward at the end of it, or coupling a new practice with something that you've already done is a great way to integrate a new practice. But yeah, just doing it. And another thing that I find is helpful, especially, is to return to those values, your purpose, those, you know, knowing that this, what you're going through, your purpose is greater than that. And so you can allow yourself, you know, I deeply care about being kind. I deeply care about, you know, building my community. So I will prioritize going to this event or setting up something with my friend. So that is something I work with sometimes. I deeply care about this, you know, maybe that intention that you set during our meditation today. So I prioritize this. So that's a nice way to just make time for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just close now with a nice calming, you know, meditation to kind of leave the space and just close out our experience here. Okay, so just take a moment now to just breathe into this space, this energy, knowing that you created some space tonight for yourself, for your deeper connection to your soul, to your spirit. And with that, we can just breathe into that space and go into our days, into our relationships, into our moments that we have ahead of us, and enjoy them and live them as we are here to live them, tapping into our gifts and our power and our presence.
Thank you for tuning in to Life Recipes and Meditations. If you enjoyed listening, please consider subscribing to the feed, sharing it with a friend, or even supporting the podcast so we can keep the content coming. Here's to you and your wholeness, harmony, and love today and every day.